case number 10,330, Big Debs LLC, south of Route 9, being lots 2 and 3. A variance from the additional wall sign and variance from maximum square footage requirement for a sign.
Name and address.
Randy Reed, 2222 Baldwinville Road, Myrtle Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give to me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Could you explain to the board your request?
Yes, I purchased the property on Route 9 that's being operated as two parcels, being operated currently as Oak Creek Wine and Spirits, and there's another unit rented as well, every stuff. There is a entrance sign on the property that was there when I purchased the parcels, and I installed a sign on the building in the gable that is in question, and asking for a variance to keep the smaller sign in the A-frame gable as well as the existing entrance sign that was there when I purchased the property.
Do you have a warehouse on your property right now?
I do, yes.
Okay.
It sits on both parcels.
Sits on both parcels, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, that's why I bought both parcels.
Right. So you know you're in violation there. Across the line on both parcels. You got a building that's crossing the line on both parcels.
Violation.
Correct. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I'm confused on the warehouse issue regarding the signs.
Well, I'll just ask you if that's where it was. Your warehouse. Is that your warehouse?
Yes.
Okay.
I own both parcels.
Okay.
Yeah, it was there prior to me buying both parcels.
Okay. Are you see where I'm talking about, gentlemen?
Yeah, I can't say this. Okay. Apparently, Mr. Rickards, you've had the inspectors out there several times in regards to these signs.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Are they buildings?
First time I've met this gentleman, yes. I've had my inspectors out there. I've got quite a dossier here.
Since looking through this, there seems to be. And the warehouse is encroaching on the over the line. Okay. From what I'm reading here.
What I'm reading in the violation referral form is that several times he was contacted and said his attorney would call.
That's correct.
Is there any response from the attorney?
No.
Jay Becker.
Is your attorney here representing you?
No, I was advised by him that he didn't need to be here for the sign issues.
Yeah,
but he hasn't called back yet, though. He's been asked to return a call to you. Is that correct?
That's what I understand. I haven't heard anything from Jay Becker, no. It was to my inspector, Jennifer Norwood.
I believe he's spoken to her on more than one occasion, and I've spoken to her as well.
Mm-hmm. I know you have.
Yes.
Are you familiar with the sign ordinance now?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes. I hired Ad Art to install the sign on the building and
right.
did not and asked if, you know, was in permits and all that and assured me that it would be and found out that it was. You needed a set special permission to have a second sign on the
That's
building.
Correct.
Correct.
Right.
So then I paid the $400 to have the hearing to keep the sign.
Do I understand that you asked Ad Art if it was allowed? And
I did, and Gordon was told me that there was no permits required, and I went down to planning and zoning myself, confirmed that it was a mistake on his part, and
okay.
I went ahead and paid for the permit, I think it was $7.50, and paid for the permit.
Do you have an address for Ad Art?
They're in Georgetown on Route 113. Been in business for over 20 years.
Evidently, I've never read the ordinance in Sussex County.
Yeah, this is the second time in about a month.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't have such nice words with him, but I went down to planning and zoning and paid for the permit myself after I was advised. I mean, the signs are very nice signs.
Okay, so what we're, the request is for an additional wall sign. How many square feet and what percentage of the wall?
He's requesting, what are you requesting, 31.5?
I believe it's on the application.
For what, for on both sides from the required 6 foot square foot on a side for a directional off premise sign?
No, but I'm talking about the wall sign. What percentage of the wall is it? Were you told that you would need to know that?
No, on the application that I believe that you're looking at now has that, we calculated when we were at the planning and zoning office.
I don't see anything for that.
No.
See, typically we request that the square footage of the signage and the square footage of the wall be presented
correct.
To us so we can determine what percentage of the wall is covered by signage. And that, as far as I know, has been asked of the applicant. Is that no longer asked? Or?
Yes.
Okay. So we're asking, you're asking for an additional wall sign and off-premise sign as well, Mr. Rickert?
Yes.
Directional.
This is a directional sign, an off-premise sign he's looking at, and also he's looking for one additional wall sign on his building.
Okay, because the violation would suggest that it would be the violation? No.
No.
The letter would suggest that it was a second ground sign.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yep.
On, and it's not on his premises. Not on this premise that he's talking about.
But a second ground sign would be on that premise.
No.
I'm confused.
It's a different parcel. Right.
11.09.
See it? 11.09 and 11.
Okay. So, I mean, so that means there's a ground sign on each parcel?
That's correct.
Okay. He just, okay.
Yeah, one's an entrance and one's the company name.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, one's okay. That down by
this. So the request is for an off-premise?
Right.
Okay.
The only thing you don't have an answer to is the
square footage.
Square footage.
Yeah, it's small. I mean, it's in the A-frame gable that was built, if you've ridden by Route 9. I would say no longer than, 2 feet by 3 feet, maybe 1.5 feet by 3 feet. And there was one sign that was, again, all the signs were on the property when I purchased the property, and I removed one, you know.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, did remove one.
With all these signs and the building being like it is, and if you've been out there without a ladder, I'd almost like to look at it.
How did it get subdivided without the setback being addressed?
I don't know what he did here. That's exactly what reason he's here tonight, to find out exactly, and that's what I'm asking about the warehouse and this other subdivision in here.
Well, but he wasn't prepared to address that because
right.
It wasn't part of the violation.
Right,
I'm trying to figure out. Apparently, the warehouse was there first, and
that's
then
right.
The
then it was done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it appears to be here.
Yeah.
Being we're here now, I'd like to get all this straightened out.
Yeah, we've been having a problem with this.
Yeah.
It's
so
been a big problem. We can have a change.
What I'd like to do is see us table this and or actually leave the public hearing open for the applicant
to
give us the information that we need. As far as the wall sign, I'd like to know what the size of the wall sign is and what the size of that wall is.
That you have.
Yeah, so you say it's in a gable end?
Yeah, if you've been by the building on Route 9, it's the A-frame building, and then there's the gable.
And you know how to measure that?
I'll speak to Gordon at AdArt and get
the
exact measure.
Wall.
Yeah, because I believe I was on the phone with Gordon and planning and zoning at the same time when we were filling the paperwork out because I was not sure.
Okay.
While you're at it, why don't you just take a picture of it, and so you can present that also with your,
right,
with the dimensions.
Sure.
So this board has something to look at.
But maybe you can find out how this got subdivided.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Yeah, meantime.
It was already on the.
Yeah.
I know it was a.
That has nothing
Tom
to do
Barnett.
With art department.
No. Wow. Wasn't aware of that.
Has the cannon been removed?
That's been gone for a long time.
Okay.
They had to use it for the pumpkin chunking.
And in the interim, I would also like a letter sent to AdArt.
Yeah.
That suggests that they might want to get familiar with county ordinance as regards to pertains to signs. So if that suits the other board members, I'd make a motion that we leave the public hearing open. Oh, have you asked for opposition?
No, yeah. Okay. I'm getting ready to. Yep. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hutz? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Mills.
Make a motion we leave the public hearing open for the information that I previously addressed and that a letter be sent.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Do I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 10,330 open while the information is researched and presented back to the board as was requested.
And would you present that to the inspector in that area, who is Jennifer, who you've dealt with?
Yes, okay. Very nice lady.
Okay.
And all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. All right, sir.
Thank you. And just to confirm, just the size of the sign and the actual eight gable area.
Well, the whole wall.
The whole wall.
We want to know the square footage of the wall.
Of the whole roof?
Of the whole wall.
The wall.
That whole wall.
Try to get a sense as to how
that's proportioned.
Yeah, what the proportions are.
The whole thing that you got out there like this, then you have a gable, the whole thing he's talking about.
The inside of the gable, the inside of the A-frame
no,
of the gable.
No, the whole wall.
The whole face of that wall. So if it's on the end of the building?
No, it's on the front.
The front.
Of the, no, there's three gables. One big gable in the center, and there's two smaller ones on each end.
Dormers.
Dormers. And then the main Oak Creek Wine and Spirits is in the center. And then on the left-hand side of your facing it, it says Oak Creek Tasting Room.
The wall that's below it, I'd like to know the length and the height.
Oh, the size of the building, the length of the building?
The building.
The length of the building. Okay.
Yeah, the building.
And then a picture, and that'll give us
an idea.
Yes. I believe it's 50 by 74.
Okay. If you could get that.
I'll get that. So the length and width of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 5,000 square feet.
Length and height of that wall.
Just the wall.
I want to know the percentage of the sign to the whole wall on that face.
It's the front of the building.
In other words, does it take up 50% of that wall or that face, or does it only take up 5%?
Maybe I'm misunderstanding, but you're not looking for just the part where it's inside that dormer.
No.
You're looking at the whole
face.
From where the
whole face.
Roof line, top of the roof line, down to the bottom ground.
That's how we.
Yes. Yep. And the width.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So the whole
top to bottom, side to side of that front where those gables are at and the A-frame.
Gotcha. Okay. So the size of the sign in proportion to the whole square footage of that
face
of the building.
Right.
I got you. I will have that.
Okay.
Well, and that I was received notice for a date and time.
If you can get
that back to Jennifer.
As soon as you can, and then.
Yeah, we can do it. We can process it.
Yeah.
Put you on
okay.
the schedule.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I will get that to Jennifer as soon as possible.
If all you right. got that back to us, I'd say in the next couple of days, can you put that on the 26th?
Second?
I'd rather put it on the next one.
All right, February 2nd.
Yes.
Yep. Keep in mind, the longer you delay, the longer it'll take.
Now, I've been in constant contact with Jennifer on.
I would rather put it on the February 2nd. We have some open cases.
Well, whenever he gets the information, then you can put it on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Case number 10,000.